Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Tim Berry is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, one of my favorite folks on the planet, founder of Palo Alto Software. They're the folks who make LivePlan. PaloAlto.com, right, Tim? Is it also LivePlan.com?
Yes. PaloAlto.com, BPLANS.com.
That's where you can go to find out how to do a business plan.
Yeah.
So we're talking about how angel investors, oh, by the way, and also Lean Business Planning, your new book.
LeanPlan.com.
LeanPlan.com. And it's an ebook. And
yes, it is. It's also, you can buy it at bookstores as a regular book, but there are ebook versions too.
Right. So, all right. So we're talking about what angel investors like and don't like about a business plan that would cause them to invest. And Tim, as we've said before, is not only an evaluator of business plans, helping people do a better job with their business plans. He's been doing that for decades. He's now on the other side of the desk where he's evaluating them in order to invest in them as a member of an angel group. And the last segment we talked about, the first thing is making sure that the new business has growth opportunities, so that the anticipation by the owners is that they'll be big enough to take out the investors eventually.
That misunderstanding that investors don't win if we invest in a company that grows, is healthy, and never needs more outside money, because then we're stuck as minority owners.
Right.
And if you could live off the dividends, that would be one thing. But growing companies don't usually produce
dividends. If you're a minority, you're not going to get any dividends.
Yeah, exactly. And if they're growing, there's probably not dividends. So we need it to be not just a good company, but a company that will provide liquid exit later.
And do you ask the owner, the person who's in the hot seat asking for the money, do you ask them, are you going to be okay with an exit strategy in 5 years or so?
Yeah, but we don't put a lot of stock in what people say, because intentions change. What we're looking at is a company which, by its nature, what they're doing and how they're doing it is going to grow fast, so that it really needs more capital to support that growth.
But Tim, I see people all the time who are looking for money, and they got no idea that they haven't even thought about the difference in the exit strategies of them and their investors. They just want the money, and somebody needs to wake them up and say, hey, you know, we're going to be wanting our money back in 5 years. And that owner's thinking, you're investing this because you love me.
Yeah. Well, they don't. The ones, by the time they get to us, they're fairly sophisticated on this. And we don't deal with many that get caught saying, exit? What exit? They're trained, and they're informed to know that we're looking at exit. But we don't just believe what they say. You can look at a business structurally, and we're always guessing, but you're going to guess that this is going to grow so fast, if they execute well, that they really will need to bring more money in. And whatever the irony is involved, that's the key. If they become cash flow self-supporting, then they can go on forever and never exit.
Yeah.
If they grow so fast they need more money, then that ends up producing an exit.
Which brings me to my next question, which is, do you ever turn someone down because they're not asking for enough money? Now, you want
absolutely.
Them
absolutely.
You
absolutely.
Want them to need more capital. So you don't want them to. You don't want your capital to be everything they need. But so there's a balance, isn't there? You don't want to be everything you need, but you also don't want them to be asking for so little money that they can't execute the plan that's in front of you.
Yes, because if they don't need the money, see, our money makes money for us if it makes money for the startup founders by growing the company. And if we've got $500,000 to invest and they've got a plan to spend $100,000, well, that's a mismatch. We want every last dollar that we spend to go into generating growth. We want a company that has other things right. So you, it's sort of like the old dehydrated foods, just add water. We
right.
want a company that just add money and you can really push up the growth
right.
if you add money. But there has to be a place to spend that money that's a good, reasonable, logical spend
mm-hmm.
to make the company grow more and faster.
Well, see, this is the problem I've got with the Shark Tank. I don't like the Shark Tank television show because I think it gives people the wrong idea about raising money. I think these people are not asking for enough money. They're giving away big chunks of money for not enough money. And I think it makes people think that their goal is to get some money. When I hear people say, I'm going to start a business, and I say, what's your next step? They say, well, I need to get funding. And I want to get funded. Well, you know, But they don't know what you and I've already been talking about, that maybe they want to run this business for 30 years, but the people who are giving them the funding want out in 5 years.
Well, yeah, because we're spending our money and we're looking for our return on investment. And those companies that's like my company and your company, Jim. My company didn't need investment. We grew past $1 million a month without the investment.
Mm-hmm.
That's a different situation. Investment is a subset. You
yep.
can be a really great business without needing or getting investment.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Hold on to that thought. We'll come right back and talk some more. Wrap this up with our good friend Tim Berry, who's going to tell us some more about what angel investors are looking for when you need funding. 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Down the street one day.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.